I remember one summer when I was in Bible college, it seemed like heaven was shut tight. I could not sense the presence of the Lord. It seemed like God didn't hear my prayer and that He wasn't answering my prayer. And I began to cry out to Him more than ever. And I wondered, what was God doing? Well, the Lord showed me that He was trying to draw me closer to Himself.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In Psalm 28, we find that David is between a rock and a hard place. He's in a difficult spot, if you will. Seems like his enemies have rose up against him, and he's having a difficult time in his life. But what does he do in his trial? What does he do in his difficulty? Well, according to verse 1 and 2, David cries out to the Lord. My friend, that's the right thing and the right response, is that we cry out to God in our time of trouble and our time of distress. But that's not the only time to pray. That's not the only time to cry out to the Lord. But we find that that's what David did. And when David cried out to God, guess what? Heaven was silent. Uh-oh. Have you ever been there before? I mean, when it seemed like your prayers weren't getting past the ceiling, when heaven seemed shut tight, when it seemed that God didn't hear your cry. Well, David experienced that as well. What was God doing with David? Well, let me share with you. He was drawing David closer to himself. You see, delay doesn't mean denial. It just means that God is doing something deeper in you. Verse 1 says, to you I will cry. Now, the word cry would be better translated to call. David called out to the Lord. But in verse 2, David said, hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you. Now, the word cry used here is a different word in the Hebrew text than verse 1. It's more of a desperate cry. He's not just calling out to God, but now he is desperately crying to God, almost screaming to God, with his hands raised towards God's holy sanctuary. You know, I think of blind Bartimaeus, and Jesus was passing by him, walking down the road. Bartimaeus began to call out to the Lord. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And he cried out louder and louder. His disciples came to try to quiet down Bartimaeus. He was making too much of a disturbance. But my friend, sometimes we need to make a disturbance. And he cried out all the more. And Jesus touched him and Jesus healed him. And Bartimaeus received his sight. I think of the Syrophoenician woman, the Greek woman. Her daughter was demon-possessed, and she cried out to Jesus, and it just appeared, or it seemed that Jesus didn't hear her, or else that he was ignoring her. Well, my friend, what was God doing? Well, something more than just healing her daughter or delivering her daughter. He wanted to do something in the Syrophoenician woman, something deep in her heart, and he was drawing her to himself. Hallelujah. Sometimes, my beloved, heaven may be silent. It's not that God doesn't hear. It's not that God doesn't answer prayer. It's not that God doesn't care, not at all. It could be that God is trying to bring you from a call to a cry. That's it. It could be, and more than likely, that God is trying to draw you to himself. You see, before David was concerned about his enemies, and this is true, but God is trying to get David's eyes off of his enemies and on to God. Get his eyes off of the circumstances and on to the Lord. Because why? Because God is greater than the enemies of our soul. God is greater than the circumstance. We cry out to the Lord. It seems like he's not answering. Maybe you're going through that right now and you wonder, why isn't God answering my prayer? Well, it may be that God is trying to do something other than just the prayer. Maybe he's trying to do a deep work in your heart. Maybe God is trying to draw you to himself. My friend, if heaven seems silent, it seems like God doesn't answer, you trust him anyway, you serve him anyway, you pray anyway.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.